You're with BBC Radio Nottingham at breakfast time, and you have been hearing today in the news about the woman who has been a victim of skin cancer. She's called Anne Hale from Whatnall, and she went to the doctor to ask about a strange spot on her arm. She had melanoma. Well, 2 years and three operations later, it was found that the cancer had spread to her bloodstream, and four sessions of chemo did little to help. However, the tumours are now getting smaller after she's been taking part in a new drug trial. Well, Professor Poolam Patel is from the University of Nottingham. He's an expert on melanoma and leads a group on research in immunotherapy. Hello, morning to you.
Good morning.
So what is the drug that Anne's been using?
So the drug she's been having is something called nivolumab. We call it Nivo. It's one of the new drugs which target the immune system. They boost the immune system to allow it to fight cancer, and it's a class of drug which have shown really great benefits in several cancers now.
Well, we've seen, haven't we? There've been some really big announcements on this kind of therapy over the last few weeks. People talking about this being. So it sounds like this is an example of that.
I think it absolutely is. I mean, this Anne, who you're talking about, her outlook would have been very poor. She tried the chemotherapy, which didn't work, and was looking really at just trying to control the cancer. But now she's had a really good response, and we hope that that's going to be a long-term response.
Now, the trouble is, with all of these drugs, they don't work for everybody, do they? So in your experiences, what Anne has been seeing in her trial, is that typical?
So with this new drug, where previously about 5 or 10% of patients were getting benefit, we're suddenly seeing patients, about 50%, at least in this, in skin cancer. So a really big breakthrough. Still some work to do.
Yes.
But,
it's a huge improvement, isn't it?
Absolutely.
I'm sure you'd like it to be 100, but I mean, I don't know if we're ever going to get there.
We're now beginning to combine these new immunotherapies, and we're seeing the number of people increasing. And I think we're going to gradually get an increment. Yeah, very, very encouraging.
So is this drug licensed yet? This is a trial, isn't it?
So this is a trial. The drug has just become licensed in Europe now to be used, and we're looking. It's going through the regulatory processes to be being able to be used in the NHS as well. So.
And this means that you have an armoury now, doesn't it, of things that you can use?
We do, not just for melanoma, the skin cancer, but it's now being put out to other cancers as well. So some very encouraging results, yes.
And as for what's going to happen over coming years, how do you see this progressing, especially the use of these immunotherapy treatments?
So I think we're going to see it across more cancers, and we're going to see them used earlier. And I think we're going to be able to choose much more accurately which patients are going to benefit and which ones aren't. The personalised medicine.
And the reason that they're different is they use your own immune system.
They do. They take the brakes off the immune system. The immune system is very tightly regulated. And what these do is they take the brakes off the immune system and allow the immune system to target the cancer, recognise the cancer cells as abnormal and kill them off.
So effectively, you're fighting the cancer yourself.
Absolutely.
Wow. Well, watch this space. Thank you, Professor Poolam Patel, who's from the University of Nottingham, an expert on melanoma, just talking a little bit more about the breakthrough with immunotherapy. And you've been hearing as well in the news about the story of one woman who certainly has seen the benefits from that, Anne Hale from Whatnall.